When the comments section lights up and everyone has an opinion about Israel, the church, and God's plan, I'm not going to answer with more noise. I'm going to answer by simply reading Romans chapter 11 and letting God speak for himself. Before you trust another talking head or viral clip, pause and hear what Scripture actually says. God has not rejected his people, and his gifts and his calling are irrevocable. Lean in, listen, and let God's word cut through the outrage. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a great day. It's Sunday, the best day of the week where we get to dive into God's word and worship Jesus together as a congregation. And I just love this day. There's been a little bit of scuttle over my series, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty. And so we are going to do something different today. We're just going to read Romans chapter 11 with a little bit of commentary, but very, very little. So if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, comment, and place in that huddle inside your Washington Defender app. And if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. So let's start in chapter 11, and let's just take God at his word. Let's not put first and foremost all the talking heads that are out there. Let's just listen to God's word and see what it has to say. I say then, God has not rejected his people, has he? Let me read that again to you. I say then, God has not rejected his people, has he? May it never be. For I too am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know that the scriptures in the passage about Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets. They have torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they are seeking my life. But what does the divine response to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. In the same way, then, there has also come to be at the present time a remnant according to God's gracious choice. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. What then? What Israel is seeking, it has not obtained, but those who were chosen obtained it, and the rest were hardened. Just as it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes to see not, and ears to hear not, down to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a retribution to them. Let their eyes be darkened to see not and bend their backs forever. I say then, they did not stumble so as to fall, did they? Let me read that again. I say then, they, Israel, the nation, did not stumble so as to fall, did they? May it never be. But by their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make them jealous. Now, if their transgression is riches for the world and their failure is riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their fulfillment be? But I am speaking to you who are Gentiles, inasmuch then as I am an apostle of Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. If somehow I might move to jealousy my fellow countrymen and save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the first piece of dough is holy, the lump is also. And if the root is holy, the branches are too. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive, were grafted in among them and became partakers with them of the rich root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant towards the branches. But if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. quite right. They were broken off for their unbelief, but you stand by your faith. Do not be conceited, but fear. Let me read that again. Do not be conceited, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Let me read that one more time. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Behold, then, the kindness and severity of God. To those who fell, severity, but to you, God's kindness, if you continue in his kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery. Let me read that again. For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation. One more time. So that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. And so all Israel will be saved, just as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. From the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. One more time. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For just as you once were disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy because of their disobedience, so these also now have been disobedient, that because of the mercy shown to you, they also may now be shown mercy. For God has shut up all in disobedience, so that he may show mercy to all. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. I would encourage you, before you run after commentators in the public square, local podcasters and national podcasters, and anyone else, even myself, go back to the Word of God. Read Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11. Go back to read Genesis, the whole book, and come to this Word of God with a clear conscience, not with a bias of progressive wokeism in your heart or in your mind. That's what I would encourage you. I would say, read the scriptures, and may I just highlight, I say then, God has not rejected his people, has he? May it never be. I say then, they did not stumble so as to fall, did they? May it never be. I don't know how else to say it, but just to read it to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your nation of Israel. God, we thank you that you are willing to graft them in by faith, because faith started with Abraham. Abraham is the father of faith. God, we thank you that you go before us. Keep us from the spirit of this world. Help us to walk in the newness of life. Go before us in all things today. We say to the enemy of our soul, silence. The word of God has jurisdiction here. God, we take you literally and at face value. that what you said and what you say is what you mean. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the words of your word. Help them set deep into our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.